Matthew.
And Mark.
And we'd love it if you called into the show as we kick off the third hour of tonight's program. We'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Want to also remind you about amp.freetalklive.com. It's a good way to help out the show for the cost of a cup of coffee. That's what Ian always says, and I think it's very persuasive because it's true.
And that's a month.
$3 a month, that's nothing. Yeah, and you get perks.
If you like what Free Talk Live does, the AMP program, really great way to help us out and to help spread the word. It's hugely important, and frankly, Free Talk Live is where it is today, which is on more than 100 radio stations, 2 XM channels, and ubiquitous on the internet in some ways, well, at least very popular on the internet. I shouldn't go so far as to say ubiquitous because of the AMP program.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, please share your favorite episode once a week on Free Talk Live.
That costs you absolutely nothing. Yeah. And you get to share a show that you enjoy, hopefully, if we make it entertaining enough, with your friends.
And the things you buy online, buy from our advertisers and use the shop.freetalklive.com link where you can go to Amazon and buy all those things that you normally get on the internet. And Free Talk Live gets a cut and you don't get any more costs. Shop.freetalklive.com.
We don't ask much, but we do appreciate it when people show their appreciation for the show as well. So let's go back to Ed. He's wanted to talk about juvenile prisons and sort of the corruption in those. And Ed, let us know what else you wanted to say.
Okay. The Walnut Grove Youth Correctional Facility near Jackson, Mississippi was known for a culture of violence and corruption. And Judge Carlton Reeves issued a blistering court order that says this GEO group that ran Walnut Grove has allowed a cesspool of unconstitutional and humane acts and conditions to germinate. Hey, these kids weren't only being violated physically. Look, it's said by youth and guards the gang affiliations and all the drugs and all this stuff. They just let it all go. But it said what really got the judge was the the brazen sexual misconduct by prison staffers who coerce youth.
Oh, no.
Was among the worst he's seen in any facility anywhere in the nation.
Wow. Yeah, and when you're in an environment like that as a child or anyone else, I mean, and there's all this abuse happening, they learn that abuse is the norm, and then they do it to other people, and it perpetuates. It's like a cycle of abuse.
Yeah, you know, it was very strange. I was in prison for 8 years, and I would run the Operation Turnaround program, which is they take young people, usually males, that are having trouble with the law. They walk them through the prison. They give them a little tour, and then they talk to a convict. That was me. And they, you know, it gives them some level of experience. And the officers would try to whip the inmates up when these guys would walk through in order to, you know, let's give them a real good scare, guys. You know, that kind of thing in order to
frighten
them.
A scared straight kind of thing.
Well, yeah, to some extent. I mean, it was modeled after that, but it didn't, you know, I didn't take anybody's shoe when I was talking to them. I just tried to give them some idea of what it was like to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to give them, like, what it's like to be there because it's kind of like being in a war zone where it's, you know, mostly boredom punctuated by, a few instances of terror. And how do you put that, you know, across to somebody, and is yelling at them and, you know, that you desire them for sexual intercourse a good way to prevent them from coming to jail? I know that I did meet up with some kid there at the prison that had gone through and had me speak to him previously. You know, he came through maybe a year and a half later, so apparently it didn't work on him.
Yeah, and that sort of goes in with the whole shaming thing, doesn't it? Because aren't those programs designed to shame and scare. Put the fear of God
into
them, right?
But who knows what works and who doesn't? I mean, I think that any attention to kids that are in those circumstances is a good thing. What's the best way for...
Well, probably...
Who knows?
Why are they there? I mean, they need some help. They need some compassion. Somebody who really cares about them, but a lot of them don't have that, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But Stephanie, Mark, what I think, a lot of these kids get in there that are doing no more than any other kids anywhere else. But what it is yeah. they're poor, the families are overwhelmed, or the parents can't handle them. You know, they don't really know how to handle children. So they call the cops. As you yeah. know, the worst thing you could possibly do. And they're really no different. And then they get thrown in here in these jails. And like it says here in this article, that as long as they stay in the juvenile system, they won't get raped as much. I mean, isn't that something? We get our juveniles.
The fact that they're just trying to reduce the amount of rape instead of thinking about trying to eliminate it. that's dire.
And to reply what Mark said about what works. See, this is what I'm getting at. I'm not trying to make anything work. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. If they're mentally ill, then we try to help them. But a lot of this stuff they do, just leave them alone. Time will take care of it. I don't want to try to control and perfect order. What's the quote? Perfect order leads to perfect horror. You can't have perfect order. And I ask, why would you want it?
Yeah, and the consequences to trying sometimes are really dire.
It's tyrannical.
But, you know, Ed, I wonder how many people...
Go ahead.
I wonder how many kids are in those places because they maybe tried some drugs or something like that. They got caught with drugs.
Except that they get caught, right. And then the parents, but the ones with more money, their children never hardly go to these places, except the ones with a lot of money that want to get rid of them. Now, they will send them, you know, to certain...
boarding schools, well, those can have some of the same...
A higher class place for
those can have some of the same problems. Didn't we just talk about the whole Mitt Romney holding down that kid and cutting his hair off because he was gay?
Right, or we won't hear about it in the wealthier places, but in the places that under investigation like this, in the juvenile places, the kids are brutalized. I mean, it's insane what we do. Half of these kids shouldn't even be in there. I mean, I would love to watch the cases go on.
So this is my concern with what you're saying, though, Ed, is whether they're in the institutions or out of the institutions, if you let a kid go, then they may very, you know, because my experience in high school and, you know, junior high and those kind of things is one of being picked on. And that's why I don't like the idea of just letting kids do what the kids are going to do. I think it's,
Well, but nobody's in these places for bullying other
kids,
though.
Bad behavior. I'm not talking about these places. I said outside of these places.
But see, you just said that people are getting bullied. They're doing it now. But they're trying to control it, right?
Yeah.
And they can't control it. You cannot legislate everything, every act, no matter if it's bad. I'm not saying I'm for it,
but I'm for more freedom than more tyranny.
If there's no place for a kid to go to talk to somebody about the bullying that they're going to get, and those people take some kind of action against that bullying, they're going to take action on their own, and that's you're going to run into a Columbine situation.
Well, but and why is there bullying though? That's another important question to ask.
Very rare. Ed,
hold on one sec. I want to make one point. Why is there bullying in the first place? You know, do you think kids repeat the behavior that's done to them?
Why do chimpanzees kill other chimpanzees out in the wild? It's a competition for resources, from what I can tell.
Bonobos don't.
What's that?
Bonobos don't kill each other. They just have sex.
Right. Well,
right.
Agreed.
That's what we should be doing right now.
Human females ain't giving it away. So, I mean, you've got a competition for resources, and if that resource
maybe because they're shamed for enjoying sex.
Indeed. There's this whole dynamic.
So let's address the root problem, though. I mean, you know, kids encounter a lot of bullying from adults and from their schools.
Monkeys. I'm from the moat. The monkey scopes trial.
Ed, thank you so much for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. Yeah, I mean, I think that kids experience not only bullying from other kids, but they also get bullied by their parents. They see their parents bullying other people, and they see the government bullying their parents. Well, you have to pay for this school. You have to pay your taxes. The parents don't have any say about that. Right?
I don't know what the kids see from the government, but I do think that there's a culture of threats that goes all around.
Yeah.
And I think that more freedom would probably result in better behavior from everybody, but I never discount that sort of animal instinct that lies at the bottom here, and I think that it needs to be controlled. I think that you try to control people who might murder. You should try to control people who might steal. You should try to control people who might harm others. Yeah, I think human liberty is a really great thing, but it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I think sometimes when people have a really tough life, you know, they have a lot of trauma, they kind of lose the ability to control themselves, right? Or they don't know what normal is, and so they don't.
I think that a lot of times people are taught that that the strong, the might makes right, and so therefore they'll try to be the mightiest in the group, and it doesn't work.
Yep, those lessons are very prevalent in culture. It's Free Talk Live. Tell us what you think. How would you solve the problem of bullying? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. So glad you're with us tonight. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
Yes, and we love to hear from our listeners at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I want to remind you just real quick that I actually do not just... I co-host Free Talk Live every Sunday night, but I actually also have my own show. It's called Pork Therapy, pork with a C like a porcupine, porktherapy.com. And it's a show about personal freedom and relationships, liberty, psychology. So if you want to hear that, head over to my website, and I give away my archives for free, too. So
it's got the Free Talk Live model.
Yes, I have to say I'd taken a lot from Free Talk Live, and I wouldn't be doing the show probably if it weren't for Free Talk Live. So thanks for that. And also want to let you know about the Free State Project. The reason my show is called Pork Therapy is because the porcupine is sort of like an unofficial libertarian mascot, I guess you could say. Those who are in the know sort of know, recognize what that is. But, you know, I live in New Hampshire, as do you, Mark, and we both moved here around the same time, nearly 5 years ago, to pursue more freedom in our lives. And that's what it's been about since we've been here, and I really enjoy it.
That's what the Free State Project's about. It's about moving 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state so they can actually have some kind of effect on the greater society there in that state. And so far, you know, it appears as though it's ramping up. Things were successful, I wouldn't say.
More than 1,000 people here in New Hampshire, they couldn't wait. You know, they came to pursue more freedom now. And I guess more than 12,000 have signed up and pledged that they are planning to move to New Hampshire.
More than 12?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, well, I heard Ian say that the other night. I haven't checked the counter. Maybe I'll regret saying that. But it's a lot of people. So you can find out more about that at freestateproject.org. And
not
also
quite 12.
Okay. Well, is it close?
11,808.
Okay. Well, that's good enough for me. Well, maybe you can push it over to 12,000 if you go and sign up at the Free State Project.
Freestateproject.org.
Absolutely. And by the way, check out happyporcupine.info. Porkfest is coming up. Notice I mentioned the porcupine thing because it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's right.
It's happyporcupine.info for more about Porkfest. And it's a camping festival that's happening June 18th to the 24th. Mark, you and I will actually be there the night before it starts on the 17th of June. And that's coming up on a month away. It's really coming up fast, and I'm very excited about that. So see you at Porkfest. I'll be there. And, Mark, you'll be there, too.
Indeed.
With your family.
Yep.
So, okay, Mark, you know, we were talking about the speeding article. We never really got into it. Do you want to revisit that? Okay. This is kind of interesting. So I'm going to read you from this article from boston.cbslocal.com. And, by the way, this is a CBS website, so it's going to refresh. So if I lose my place, we'll try to talk.
You know, one of those things, the little trick that I've learned, I haven't had a chance to tell you about it, is I just cut and paste all the verbiage.
Ooh, good
and
one.
I put it on a Word document. Refresh that, CBS.
Yeah, they should know if they want their articles to be read on radio shows. You know, they should really do better web design.
Maybe they want it to refresh so that if they put new information up that people won't be getting old information. I don't know.
Perhaps. So, okay, let's see. This article is from, I guess, a Boston local. Oh, I mentioned that already. So the I-Team, which is their investigative team, I guess, has uncovered a story that affects hundreds of drivers who have paid hefty speeding fines over the past 2 years. All of the tickets were written on a new road in Salem called the Bridge Street Bypass, a road that Chester Chalapowski of Beverly knows well. So they're interviewing this guy who beat the speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
His familiarity with the road did not, however, prevent him from getting pulled over for speeding back in September. The officer told him he was doing 52 in a 35 and handed him a ticket for $170. Wow. Chalapowski argued in court that the ticket was written illegally and he won. Here's why. According to state law, before a speed limit can be posted on a new road, state transportation officials have to conduct a traffic engineering study to determine what speed limit is most appropriate for the road. So they're having their own, you know, state transportation officials, you know, conduct the traffic engineering study. So you can kind of tell how that's going to come out. Right?
Yeah.
So the Massachusetts Department of Transportation website clearly states that any speed limits posted without a study are illegal and unenforceable. So they even have that on their website. I guess this guy took that information, went to court, and actually won. So this is one of the instances of a rare victory.
I'll bet you there's a lot of instances where they don't do any kind of study. They just slap up a speed limit.
Oh, absolutely. It kind of surprises me in Massachusetts. I mean, so, you know, even if they have a law to say, well, you have to do a study before you can post a speed limit, you know, they can kind of get around that by hiring their buddies in the engineering department of the state and just, you know, hey, guys, make it a little lower so we can bump up our revenue, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it seems like most speed limits are too low to me.
Yes. So Chalapowski did some digging and discovered that the study was never done for the Bridge Street bypass. And that is the argument he made in Salem District Court before a judge, the officer, and the officer that wrote him the ticket. The judge agreed and found him, quote, not responsible. So I guess this is different than not guilty. Not responsible. Never heard of that before.
I haven't heard that either.
He was off the hook. The I-Team, this newspaper, wanted to find out how many other drivers got slapped with fines on the roadway, so they obtained hundreds of pages of citations written by the Salem police. That's kind of unusual to file a FOIA request or a whatever. In New Hampshire, it's called a 91A, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know what it is.
Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, essentially. So it's kind of unusual for them to kind of go after the police departments. They said they found in 2010 and 2011, 896 drivers were fined a total of more than $175,000. Wow.
Tell me that's not a line item on somebody's budget.
I can't believe there were almost 900 people who all got speeding tickets on the same road, and none of them really bothered to challenge it.
Even if they do challenge it,
yeah, they're not likely
to succeed. Knowing that whatever wasn't done, the study wasn't done, and then making the argument, this guy did a lot of research and managed to beat it. But frankly, by the time he did all his research and he was getting paid $10 an hour, he probably has more than nineteen hours into this. It's, mm-hmm. When you fight a ticket, the
you're
reason
lose,
they make
yeah.
tickets, the prices, the price that they make tickets is because, well, the reason they price anything is they want to make it so that it's the exchange.
They can get the most that
it.
They can, but people will still pay it.
Yeah. Right. And, if the ticket was $1,000, you might spend more time trying to figure out how to get out of it than if it's $100 or if it's $10. The parking tickets here in downtown Keene are $5. That's because they don't want you taking it to court.
Yeah, but you did take one to court, didn't
yeah,
you?
Lost that too. They used to spend $500 going after me for the five, but what did I spend?
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, so let's see. When we asked the Salem police about it, or they asked the Salem police about it, they told us they're just enforcing the signs posted by the state. Ah, just doing my job, right?
Yep.
The state.
Of course, the law says that they shouldn't. That it's illegal for them to enforce those lines. So, apparently there's probably no. They make these laws and then there's no punishment for them because they're not going to make a punishment for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exactly it, because the transportation administrator acknowledged to this news organization that a mistake was made. Now.
Mistakes were made.
Yeah,
not by me.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I think language is important, Mark. And when I hear something like, well, mistakes were made, that just says, but not by me.
Yeah, right.
I'm not taking any responsibility for this. I mean, this guy is the Department of Transportation Administrator. So maybe he didn't know that this traffic study wasn't being done. But you'd think that may be part of his job, right, to be current on those things.
You would think that would be part of it. If he's in charge, then... It's his fault. Sorry.
Oh, mistakes.
That's why we
made.
Have somebody in charge, so that we have somebody to blame.
Right.
And
but he said
the government never have to say you're sorry.
He acknowledged that the tickets were not legal, but he said don't expect a refund check. They'll have to fight the tickets in court if they got one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 900 people, $200,000. All for nothing. It's Free Talk Live. Tell us your speeding ticket experiences. I'd like to hear about some of those. Maybe that'll generate some calls. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Area3Survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we thank you for joining us. 855-453 is the number if you want to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. And Mark, tell us about the coffee thing.
Oh, well, we have a new advertiser. It's O'Neill Coffees. You can go there, and they've got more than 40 different varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. They roast each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. My favorite happens to be the French roast decaf, but, you know, obviously everybody's got their own thing when it comes to coffee, and I'm sure you'll find each one of these. I mean, gourmet is one of those terms that's just tossed around when it comes to coffee, but... You know, this is some of the best coffee you're going to be able to buy, and it's really very cost-effective. It's like $7 per, I think, 12-ounce package. For some reason, they put them in 12-ounce packages instead of pound packages, and I guess it has to do with the shipping. It makes it easier in some way or another.
Well, if you drink coffee, you want to keep getting fresh coffee, right, every so often, so it doesn't... Go stale, right?
Yeah, of course, it's in those Mylar bags that keep it fresh. And for orders of $75 or more, you can get a free mug and free shipping. And support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. It's O'Neill Coffee at O'Neill.com, but sometimes it'd be hard to spell O'Neill. So
I have no clue how you would spell that.
Well, there's different ways to spell it.
Uh-huh.
Coffee.freetalklive.com. Most people can wing that.
There you go, yeah. You know, it is actually... I always like it when I have the chance to support a business. Like if I'm going to buy coffee anyway, or if I'm going to buy XYZ anyway, I always prefer to get it from somewhere that, you know, maybe shares some of my ideology to begin with.
You know, a lot of people want to know where they can support these liberty-oriented businesses.
Yeah, and frankly, I want them to succeed.
Yep, absolutely. Well, this is third generation. I think they're going to succeed.
Good.
The question
okay.
is, are they going to continue advertising on Free Talk Live? And the answer is only if they sell enough coffee.
Yeah, well, I hope so. So, anyway, if you want to sort of make that part of your life, you know, so, like you can't go to... There are some things that you just can't get from somebody that you know is into Free Talk Live or whatever, Liberty. But if coffee is one of them, hey, that's great.
Yep. Okay. Good coffee, too.
You know, Mark, I want to bring the show kind of full circle. We started off talking about Mother's Day, and the whole reason that we brought up the topic, we got sidetracked, but the whole reason we brought up the topic was because you had told me before the show started that Mother's Day was originally supposed to be about peace.
It's a peace holiday, yep.
Now, I think the message has gotten so far lost. I mean, it now it's become sort of a almost a Hallmark holiday, I guess. That's sort of the discussion went. But can you tell me more about that?
Because sure.
I like peace. I want to hear more about that.
Article here from womenshistory.about.com. And you know, my understanding was is that, you know, starting in the... late 19th century, you know, mid to late 19th century, on up into the early 20th century, there's the women's suffrage movement. And there are lots of things all sort of encapsulated together in the women's suffrage movement. Different women had different passions surrounding different things.
Yeah. I think you could make a good argument that there was some authoritarianism in that. Because
oh, sure.
there was like the women's temperance movement where wanted to use the government to get rid of alcohol and stop people from drinking, and a lot of people said that it was because a lot of them had husbands who would get drunk, and then they'd get violent, and they would hurt them, and so they thought that the government was a solution to that.
At the time, you didn't know where you could get necessarily good water, so people would do things to water, and you know fermented beverages would be a good way in order to be certain that what you were drinking was good. So people would actually drink cider or beer, kind of low level cider or beer, all day long.
Wow.
They'd start out the day with these things, and I can't even imagine living like that. But that's what it was like. And so you'd have these rampant rates of alcoholism. I mean, you can't drink that much alcohol over time without having problems as a result. And
well, I'm sure there were a lot of stresses of life at that time, too, and a lot of maybe people who had suffered bad things, abuse. And
hard to say.
Yeah.
The women's temperance movement, and the one thing one can say about prohibition is it broke the pattern of... you know, everybody drinking alcohol all the time in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to point out the pros and cons of every situation.
It did bring about things like hard liquor, though, like
absolutely.
Into more prevalence.
More people.
You can't drink that all day.
More people still drink hard liquor today than they did prior to prohibition. And the reason is it was easier to transport liquor than it was to transport beer.
Mm-hmm.
So they would. You know, these bars, these speakeasies, wanted to have the thing that was easiest to serve, so they
right.
people switched
and the
to
most
liquor.
Potent. Yeah,
yep.
That makes sense.
But
so
another
yeah, the
thing
women's
was
movement.
The peace movement.
Uh-huh.
The idea was is that if women could just have a vote, you know, women's suffrage, women could just have this vote. You're going to double the size of the voting block. You're going to create this voting block that's going to be about peace because women don't want their children to go off to war. Now, obviously, this didn't work, but
well, you know. Immediately when you said that, what I thought of was there was this speech, maybe almost 4 years ago at this point, given by Sarah Palin.
Okay.
And she was saying basically the whole speech. It was at Glenn Beck's March on Washington. Mm-hmm. He had one of these events. And she gave a speech, and she basically said, send your kids to war. Give your kids to the state.
Mm.
And people cheered her. I mean, she was seen as patriotic and, oh, this is great. The most honorable thing you could do is give your kid... to the state, and wow.
I'm not familiar with the
oh
speech,
my.
But...
I couldn't disagree more.
who's the least qualified to take care? And, you know, people will tell you that often that, you know, young men and women that sign up for the military, they do that of their own volition. I disagree. I mean, I think that it's about the culture, you know, enculturation as they're being raised, and... for me, I consider governments to be inefficient organizations that have little care for human life. So why in the world would I want my precious child to be involved in that?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose if that's the decision he wants to make, we'll have to come to terms with that when the time comes. But I don't think that there haven't been too many reasons that I think fighting made sense in the history of the United States. I think that there's an argument for the Pacific Theater of World War II. I can make arguments against it, too, but, you know, there was a mess created.
But you wouldn't want Jack to join the military, right?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, thank you for clarifying there.
Anyway, this Julianne Ward Howe, who's most famous for her writing of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, became more famous as time went by. She was asked to speak publicly more often. Her husband became less adamant about she remain a private person.
He stopped locking her up in the house? Is that what they're saying or trying to say?
I'm not exactly certain what they would do. But, she was an important person. She's the one who sort of created this Mother's Day. And it was Mother's Day for Peace was the initial idea. Mm-hmm. She was born in 1819 in New York City into a strict Episcopalian Calvinist family. Her mother died when she was young, and she was raised by an aunt. When her father, a banker of comfortable but not immense wealth, died, her guardianship became the responsibility of a more liberal-minded uncle. Liberal-minded uncle in New York City. Okay, she herself, unmarried apparently, became more liberal in religion and in social issues. And at 21 years old, she married a reformer. And the name's Samuel Gridley Howe. And it goes on to talk about how she created Mother's Day with the intention of, it's Mother's Day for peace. The idea being that women weren't going to send their kids off to war if they had control. And, she herself had a husband who was, not exactly domineering, but he didn't at the same time. It's got to be kind of embarrassing at that time frame for a man to have his wife, going out and doing speeches when that would be in a very, very uncommon thing. It would
be considered
like a cuckold or something like that. Are you familiar with the term?
I know what the term means, okay. But it's very different.
You can see how it might be like that.
I wouldn't go that far. Maybe an embarrassment, I guess.
Okay,
sure.
Fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying that, I'm sure guys said things like that about him behind their hands.
Yeah, perhaps. But yeah, this is so interesting that it was for peace. How many people know that today? And how many people take that to heart? I think if more mothers shared their stories, maybe, of what had happened to their children going off to war, maybe it would be more about peace. So Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. More coming up. Your calls in the last segment. I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We are launching into the final segment. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And there's still time to squeeze your calls in at 855-450-FREE if
call,
you'd like to make them.
That's what we do.
Squeeze them.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you must abide by. You can download the free Bitcoin software and be using it in just a few minutes. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world. No fees. You don't need permission from any corporation or bank or government agency or whatever. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's a short 2-minute video on Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are changing the internet and they're changing the world. So you need to know about them. Weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. And buy your Bitcoins with cash by visiting bitinstant.com. And we get, you know, Free Talk Live has several advertisers that pay with Bitcoins. And,
oh, cool.
You know, it's just another currency. And we change them into U.S. dollars if we need them, or we buy things with Bitcoins. Just, you know, just depends.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Bitcoins. And let's go to the phones, Mark. Jed in Miami is with us. Jed, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm actually in Wyoming, but whatever.
Excuse me.
It's funny, like whenever you get on the radio, you, no matter how calm you might be, there's always that weird dopamine kick right before you know you're about to get on
mic. It's just like, pretend whoa. It's just us talking. Just we're having a conversation over a cup of coffee.
Oatmeal
coffee.
Anyways, I was going to say, I'm sure you guys have run into the argument before when you're discussing like drug prohibition versus alcohol prohibition. The thing where people will say, well, the difference is that you can drink one beer and not be drunk or just have a good time, but you can't do one said, like, whatever drug in quotes and not feel it. You do it only to get high. You've heard that, right?
I have certainly heard that, and I think that it's a specious argument because the fact is that, you know, I used to smoke marijuana like a broke microwave. And at some point I had a problem with paranoia. And what I found was different types of marijuana would affect me differently. But I would then just smoke just a little bit, just a tiny, tiny bit in order to just enjoy a small buzz as opposed to this, you know, being super stoned or whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, people can enjoy small bets, small, you know, amounts of marijuana as opposed to small amounts of alcohol. And, I mean, drinking one drink, yeah, you're being affected by that alcohol a little bit. You can tell yourself that you're not, but you are. So a little bit of marijuana, you're being affected by it. So I disagree that people don't use drugs in small quantities.
I was actually going to take it a little bit further because everybody knows that with weed. But I mean, especially with the drugs that people think of as like the most heinous, and which can be if used like super to excess, like heroin or cocaine or methamphetamine. Usually there's some form of all of those things. They're even given to kids when they break their bone. Like heroin could be any little opiate that you might take, like Percocet or, you know.
Yeah, and there are endogenous.
If you take a whole bunch of them, it Fs you up. But if you take a little bit, you get that little feeling, you know.
There are endogenous opioids, too. Like, have you ever heard of runner's high? Supposedly that's because your body, when you undergo intense exercise, especially running, your body produces
endorphins or whatever.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And those bind to the opioid receptors, the same ones that some, you know, opioids you might get from a doctor do.
I know. Another thing, I used to buy this D-phenylalanine all the time because it's supposedly, like, it increases your enkephalin, and I think enkephalin is the thing that, like...
Enkephalin is an endogenous opioid, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the things that, like, either does or doesn't, I don't really know much about it, break down the things to, like, reuse them or whatever.
I see what you're saying. I don't know if that will work, because, I mean, even if that what you're talking about is an amino acid, which is a building block of proteins, and it's
D is actually a synthetic because it doesn't exist in nature kind of thing.
Sure. L does.
I wasn't talking about trying to get high off of it. I was just saying that it's weird that they don't sell it anymore because the DEA is trying to claim, you can freaking make drugs out of it or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, what I hear all the time with stuff like those bath salts, have you ever heard of these? Like, I mean, they're a class of drugs. They're not one like that. Yeah, I think that's one of them. But the thing is, like, there are lots of different ones of them. They're all kind of similar. But what they do is, like, the DEA will crack down on one of them and make that one illegal. And then so people will start shifting to synthesizing.
I've actually done that for them. It's actually kind of cool. I've even heard of doctors doing it and saying that, you know, it's technically safe if you just do a little bit of it. It's not like a crazy, I'm drinking lighter fluid kind of thing.
I don't know.
You know.
I mean, anytime someone is intoxicated or sleep deprived or distracted for that matter, and maybe they're doing things like driving or cutting with a knife, I mean, they could do something that could hurt them.
Really
so,
stupid.
You know. Use caution, I would say.
The thing about, you know, if people are all concerned about what other folks are doing in their spare time.
Yes, they are.
I mean, you know, if people can drink alcohol, they can have just one sip, but people can do small amounts of drugs, and just because folks think of druggies as these people lying on the street vomiting on themselves, obviously they're not talking about the truth. As I understand, lots of doctors are addicted to medicines, but people go to them and they believe everything they say.
Oh, yeah. I had one more tiny point I was going to bring up about the price distinction. Like when I hear you guys talk a lot of the time about, like, and you always say it right, you know, how, like, there's a giant price disparity, and that's what, it, like, creates the influx of people doing violent or theft crimes to get the amount of drugs, you know?
Sure.
But I don't think a lot of people understand, like, people especially that haven't ever done it before or looked at the amounts of stuff. Like, we're not talking a tiny price discrepancy here. You know, like, if you buy a bottle of Tylenol, there's 500 milligrams of acetaminophen in every single pill. And there's a whole bunch of those pills, especially, it's like $2 if you buy the generic.
Right.
And something like methamphetamine, cocaine's made from a natural thing, but still, I could imagine it grown, you know, like, really hardcore, any of the opiates or anything like that, that would literally be, like, $4 a bottle.
Well, Ian, and to your point,
$500 to $1,000 worth of that stuff.
To tie your two points together, Jed, you know, you were talking about the small amounts, people using small amounts of drugs, and then you talked about the pricing. The cocaine is a great example of that because when it grows wild, the coca plants, I guess they're indigenous peoples that chew on them to get a little buzz. So they're not only using a small amount of what people think of as a really dangerous drug, but it's also basically free because they're picking it from the wild.
And when you think about
people,
people
that
often
have done some cocaine weekend, like a couple weekends a year and been fine.
I wouldn't recommend that.
I don't recommend it, but I mean, you know,
yeah.
Whatever one wishes to do. You know, when you think about tobacco, for instance, people often will use this as an example, but most of tobacco's costs come down to legacy costs for tobacco companies having to pay off for people that said, oh, my God, I had no idea these cigarettes kill you.
Wow, and, really?
You know, I mean, it seems hard to believe for my generation, but indeed, they used to advertise them as healthy at some point in the past. I find it, you know, I'm skeptical.
You can kind of understand, though, everything. But it felt good. Man, if you just discovered drugs and you were like a caveman out in the forest, you're like, whoa, this is awesome. Of course,
this has to be
marketing.
Good for me.
And you'd be like, oh, yeah, dude, I'm the medicine man right now.
And they were.
I don't know. I mean, some drugs come from plants that make people sick, you know, if they eat them. So
that is true.
Some drugs are evolved by plants.
The only drug I can even think that you probably couldn't take in such a small amount would be like the ones that are most emotionally therapeutic, like LSD or something. Like, LSD, you pretty much, once you take enough to get you off, then obviously you're off. But they're actually one of the ones that would make people the least violent and the least likely to go. You don't see people on LSD, like, going into stores and robbing or anything like that.
I don't see that, but PCP is one that people are sort of known for going bananas in the parking lot of some fast food restaurant for, picking up cars and swatting cops with them.
I've heard of that, too.
Yeah. Interesting. Thanks, Jed, for your thoughts tonight. Do appreciate it. Stay safe out there. I can't really.
I love the medicine man. Dude!
Yeah, that's exactly what they would say, right? No, seriously. I mean, plants evolved defense mechanisms just like animals, and plants can't get up and run away, so they have to make poisons, basically, to prevent themselves from being eaten.
I'm not of the opinion that every drug out there is a good recreational choice. I'm just of the opinion that the drug war is worse than people abusing drugs.
Absolutely. I agree. I'm not interested in them myself at all, but I don't think it helps anybody to put people in cages because of what they choose to ingest.
My deepest concern is that it drives up the cost of drugs by a great deal, thousands of percent as a result. He was talking about Tylenol being a couple of bucks a bottle, and it's the truth.
Yeah.
That's what these drugs would cost if they were available in the marketplace without government intrusion, and then people wouldn't have to kill, lie, and steal in order to get them.
All right, it's been Free Talk Live with myself, Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 10 Eastern Time. Meantime, freetalklive.com is our website. Thanks so much.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.